Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, not today. I want to follow up on what I started yesterday. I told you about Debbie Guyman, one of our missionary widows who works in Uganda in the city of Soroti, and how God used her last year. Today, I want to tell you about Alan and Elena Sutphin, who work there in the same city and in the same ministry, which is multiple things. So Brother Sutphin's going to tell us about some of those things, starting with the Children's Church. The construction of the Children's Church building was completed in November last year. We held a festive dedication service on November the 23rd. The following Sunday was a milestone moment as the children entered their new facility for their very first Sunday school and children's church service, and finally moving out of the orphanage dining room where they had met for many years. We thank the Lord for this long-awaited blessing, a place where young hearts will be taught God's Word and shown the way of salvation through Jesus Christ. And then let's talk a moment about SOAP. Now, that stands for Soroti Orphan Assistance Project. The 2025 school year for SOAP orphans concluded already, and all the children have returned to their villages until the school season started back in February of 2026. This year, our four primary students completed the primary leaving examinations, which helps determine their future educational paths. And three boys have chosen vocational training, while one will continue academically into the secondary level. And then let's talk about the Children's Church teacher training. Brother Sutphin says, we're grateful to have had fellow missionary Alicia Stensis from Masaka with us to train members from seven village churches to teach Children's Church curriculum in the Ateso language. This three-day training equips them with practical skills, biblical knowledge, 3 months of curriculum for ministering to children in their local churches. After each three-month period of ministry, the trainees will return for additional instruction. This cycle will continue for 3 years, an investment that will build lasting strength into village ministries for the glory of God. And then let's talk about the construction. We praise the Lord that both the children's church and the boys' dormitory were completed on time. That's an answer to many months of prayer. The new dormitory provides additional space for more boys, allowing us to admit and minister to more orphan children than ever at SOAP. Jesus said, Matthew 19, verse 14, "Suffer the little children and forbid them not to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven." But then let's talk about another thing here, and that is the church planting ministry. There are many ministries of the church, but one of the chief goals of missionary work is the planting of Bible-believing churches. And we're grateful to the Lord that three men are now moving forward in this vital ministry. From our hub church, which is Temple Baptist, Brothers Ibiru and Calvin, having completed their Bible training, are currently preparing their statements of faith and look forward to ordination during this year. And then Brother Anthony has finished his first year of Bible college and has a burden to plant a church near his home village. Our prayer is that these men will step into areas where no independent Baptist church yet exists, and still the vast majority of communities across Uganda are like that. And these men will establish churches that shine the gospel light in places long dominated by false teaching. May the Lord raise up fruit that remains for His glory. And we thank the Lord for the work of the Sutphin family.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee, 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.